Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave with Ginger, our guest today. Hey, today's April 20th. This is Ginger, like I said. Ginger's going to be visiting us. Guess who made Ginger? You won't believe it. God. Hey, look at Ginger. Ginger, say hi to all the people out there. Hi, I want you to obey God. You hear me? You obey God and listen and you'll be blessed. Well, hey, we need to listen to Ginger, but we also need to get in God's word.
You better listen to Ginger the dog. I'm not fooling around.
I'm just kidding. We're going to be in Matthew chapter 15 and we're looking at verse 21. And we're looking at this, being persistent with God. And you're like, well, what are you talking about? I think a lot of us are wishy-washy in our prayers and our devotion to God and the things that we're doing for the Lord. And sometimes just the littlest thing, okay, stops us in our track. Meaning, if I didn't hear from God, I prayed yesterday. I didn't hear anything, man. I just gave up. Friends, God doesn't want you giving up ever, okay? Verse 21 of chapter 15 of Matthew, and it says this, leaving that place, and this is talking about Jesus, guys. Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman from the vicinity came to him crying out, Lord, Son of David, she's giving him honor, Lord, Son of David, have mercy on me. My daughter is suffering terribly from a demon possession, okay? So here's the thing, smart lady, where do you go when you're sick? You go to God. Okay, she has a problem, okay? She hears Jesus is going to be over here, and no one can help her with her problem. So she's finding Jesus. She's going to the great physician. She's going to God. She's going to the Lord, and she's saying this, have mercy on me. What does that represent? That means she's coming in humility, okay? She's not coming arrogantly. She's not coming prideful. She's coming in humility, and she's saying this, will you have mercy on me, Lord? Can you just imagine the words coming out of her mouth? I mean, I can just say, Lord. She's given that, the word Lord there is a form of endearment. She's honoring him. She's giving him kudos. I mean, she's honoring the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Have mercy on me. And why is she saying have mercy on me? Well, friends, she's outside the fold during this time. Jesus is ministering to who first? To the Jew first and then to the Gentile. But that phase of the ministry hasn't really taken place yet, okay? She's kind of outside. A Canaanite woman is kind of like a Samaritan woman. It's just like, first of all, you wouldn't talk to a woman during those days because of the customs, okay? A man's not going to just start walking up and chit-chatting with a woman, especially Jesus, okay? On top of that, she's a Gentile, meaning this, she's not of the fold of Israel, okay? She's not Jewish. This, my daughter is suffering. And isn't it funny when it comes to our children, how much we will do for them? Listen very carefully to this point. When it oftentimes, if I'm sick, I'm not going to get help. Sometimes we suffer it out, okay? But when it comes to our children, parents don't put up with a lot. We're dragging them to the hospital. We're making the calls. We're kind of demanding different things from different people because we want our children well. How much more do you think your Heavenly Father wants to take care of you as His child? Get that in your head, okay? Our Heavenly Father, our Abba, loves you and wants to take care of you. He wants to nurture you. He wants to safeguard your life, protect you, love you. He is a God of mercy and grace, and He bestows that upon His children every single day. Give them the glory, give them the honor, just like this Canaanite woman was, okay? She's giving Him what He deserves. He's a king, okay? Sometimes I don't think we treat Him as a king. He's Lord of Lords. He's everything, okay? Let's treat Him like that. One of the things I want you to catch here is verse 23. Listen to this. Jesus does not answer a word. He doesn't say a word from her. You know what He kind of does? He ignores her. And you're like, what? Well, there's a reason for it. He's absolutely ignoring her, okay? Jesus did not answer a word. Disciples come to Him and said, Lord, send her away. She won't leave us alone. Listen to her. She's a chatterbox. I mean, that's what they're saying. The disciples are being rude too. They're saying, send this woman away. We're tired of hearing it, man. Come on. Please, just, hey, answer her, Jesus. Tell her to get out of here. Hey, beat it. You know what I'm saying? That's what the disciples are saying. It doesn't sound real Christian, does it? Let me ask you this. How many times have you and I done that? When someone needed help, get out of here. We blew them off. We didn't answer the phone call or we ignored the email. Friends, every day is an opportunity and it is a ministry opportunity. We don't get to choose the times and the places, okay, when we're going to minister to people. We minister to people when God brings them across our path, okay? You don't get to choose, well, at 10 o'clock on Saturday, I have a couple extra hours. Friends, when the need is present, answer the call. You know, the disciples, listen to this. Send her away, Lord, send her away. She's driving us crazy. She keeps on crying out after us. You know what I'm saying? She's not only talking to Jesus, she's talking to the disciples. Will you talk to your master? Will you talk to your master, okay? Finally, Jesus speaks. He answers, I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel. Meaning, I'm sent to the Jewish people. I can't be bothered with you right now.
Can you believe Jesus is saying that? Okay, but it's a test. There's a reason for this story, okay? Look at the next verse. The woman came and knelt before him, another act of humility. She's acknowledging, you're the king, you're the Lord. Friends, how many times do we get on our knees before someone and petition and request something, okay? Friends, when they do, have you ever seen anyone grabbing someone's, they're on their knees and they're grabbing hold of their ankles and they're crying out for something? Normally they get it. Why? Because of the heart condition. Jesus sees her heart, okay? Okay. The woman came, knelt before him. Lord, help me, she said. He replied, it is not right. Listen to a second reply. Verse 26. He replied, it is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to their dogs. Oh my goodness. Hey, didn't we just have Ginger the dog on our show here today? Listen, this better go viral for Ginger's sake, not for mine, okay? But listen. It's not right to take bread, that which belongs to the Jewish people is what he's saying, and give it to you, a dog. He's referring to her as a dog, okay? And friends, when you understand the times that this was taking place, dogs aren't like they are today. Dogs are wonderful, okay? They're groomed, they smell good. I bet those three dogs that I met today are fed better than me, okay? Because here's the thing, I talked to this lady for a long time, and she's a wonderful Christian, okay? And I just have it in my heart of hearts that she's spoiling that dog, and the house that those dogs are living in is primo, okay? Those dogs, they hit the lottery. They are blessed of dogs, okay? It's like all the dogs in the world, they were like, we hit it. We're at her house. We're eating good. Okay, but listen, that's free. Okay, but back in the Old Testament, listen very carefully. People hated dogs. They were everywhere and they were biting you and they were just scavengers. And it wasn't like it is today. We use them as pets. Nobody, and I mean nobody, would have a dog as a pet during those days. PETA, those animal activists, okay, that protect the trees, protect the animals, okay. They would have freaked out in the Old Testament because here's the thing. People were just taking sticks and killing. There were so many of them. They were breeding. They were just, there was no animal control. Hey, there's a
dog in my neighborhood. He just doesn't look very friendly. Can you pick him up? Oh, Mr. Edwards, I'll be over there in 2 seconds.
Okay, no, it's not like that, okay? You wanted to get rid of the animal? You hit him in the head with a stick. You buried him. You chopped him. You did whatever it took. They were menaces during that time. I mean, they hated dogs. And so Jesus says, it's not right to take the children's bread and give it to the dogs, okay? Friends, that is two insults that Jesus has hurled toward that lady. Now, for most people, you know what they would do? They'd be like, okay. They wouldn't leave. They'd absolutely leave. They would get their feelings hurt. Okay, they would run the other way. They would be embarrassed. They would think, I'm not taking this from him. He's no Messiah.
It would well up in them. They're like, nobody talks to me like that.
I mean, that is what's going on here. But watch this, okay? Again, there's a reason for this story, and there's a reason that God is speaking those words, okay? And why is it? It's for you and I. Friends, look at this. This is in the Word of God, okay? It's going to teach us about persistence, okay? No matter what we face, okay? No matter what someone says, okay? Being persistent, pushing through. You need the breakthrough? This woman's about to get it. You hear me? She's about to get the breakthrough, okay? Yes, Lord, she said. Listen to her reply. Yes, Lord, she said, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table, meaning God is generous to all. It doesn't matter who it is. Oh my goodness. Can you hear that? Yeah, you can call me a dog. You can say anything you want. My daughter has a demon. She needs to be healed of it. You're the man, okay? I'm going to keep on asking. I'm not going to leave, okay? Have you ever met those people? They're going to push and push until they get a breakthrough in their life, okay? Friends, that's how God wants us to be. So, well, you know, one of the things I love about this is in verse 27, she's not arguing with God. She's not arguing with Jesus, okay? You just called me a dog. She's not confronting him, but it's really not a good thing when you're preaching the gospel of the kingdom of heaven to call people dogs, okay? She doesn't argue that. You know what she says? Yes, Lord, I'm a dog. I wonder how many of us would be willing to say, I'm a dog. Yes, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table. Friends, those are such powerful words. If you will get those down in the innermost part of who you are, how good God is. Yes, at times, he seems very gruff. He seems standoffish. Sometimes he says, wait, when we're praying and we want something right now. He says, wait. See, he wants to see what's inside you. He knows, but you don't know. How persistent are you going to be in seeking him? Are you seeking his hand or are you seeking his face? A lot of people, they seek God for things. I want this. I want this. But how many people are seeking his face in worship and adoration of who he is? God is not an ATM, okay? He's not a blank check, okay? But he is this. He is King of Kings, he's Lord of Lords, and he's creator over all. And he wants us to seek him for the right reason. Bible says this, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All these other things will be added unto you. Do you understand? A lot of us are just going about it the wrong way. We're seeking the things before we're seeking God. And as we're seeking the things, sometimes we get the things, sometimes we charge the things, and there's a burden to that. And God never wanted you to have things where there's a burden to it, okay? But then you can't handle the things because you've made that a God. You've made that idolatry. You've put this thing in your life which is not pleasing to God instead of putting him first. So what ends up happening? He gets rid of it. You've heard me say this a million times in these videos. God takes that which you got in and of yourself because of your flesh, meaning you want to entertain your flesh. Sin is pleasurable for a season, but it doesn't pay off in the long run, okay? But it always pays off to seek God. Do you understand? And serve God and obey God and love God and make him number one in your life. Friends, I know a lot of people have called you some nasty names. Haven't they? Haven't some people at church maybe even said some nasty things about you? You know what God would have you to do? He'd have you to forgive. Forget. Not to be bitter. Realize that person's having a hard time. You take the higher road. You be what a true Christian is. Living light. You're salt, okay? You're flavoring this world with who Christ is. What he believed. What he lived for. What he stood for. And he died for all. But a lot of people, they're so hurt on the inside. They can't get those truths on the inside. And you might be the only Jesus they come across, okay? So instead of you calling someone and exchanging word for word with someone, why don't you just take it? Forgive them in your heart. Realize hurt people, okay? Turn the other cheek and love that person, okay? What ends up happening in our story is so totally awesome. It's not even funny, okay? In verse 28, then Jesus answered the woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted. And her daughter was healed from that very hour. Oh my goodness. God responds to faith, trust, and persistence, and humility. Did you get that? He responds to those things. God wants to get you to the place, no matter what you see with your carnal eye, no matter what the circumstances are dictating, okay, that this, okay, you're trusting God. It is impossible to please God without what? Without faith. So God is always putting us in positions, okay, where we have to exercise what? Faith, okay? I believe the text begs the question, and here's the question. How serious are you about getting your prayer request answered? Is it just, I'm going to pray? Oftentimes, I think we pray about something, but if we don't hear something within a few hours, we just give up on it. God wants you to be persistent, okay, in your prayer life, in your walk with him, in being a man or woman of integrity, in doing all the things that you know in his word that you're to do. He loves persistence. He loves for you to push and push and push. He wants you to call him on the carpet, and you're like, what are you talking about, man? Those promises, those goals, those dreams that he's given you, all the promises in here, he wants you to bring them back before the throne room of God in humility and grace and position yourself for victory. And you're like, what does that mean? It means this. Pray to God the Lord's Prayer. Let it be done on earth as it is in heaven. What does that mean? It means this. If God speaks a word in heaven, start preparing for it on earth. It's going to come. Don't you ever stop praying, okay? When you know that the prayer request that you're presenting to God is according to his word, his will, and the Spirit is leading you in that. He may be quiet, and a lot of times he is quiet. And you may not hear anything. He wants to see what's on the inside of you. Push through to the victory, okay? And just like this Canaanite woman, he's going to speak these words. It's done unto you. And friends, when it's done unto you, it's a done deal. Hey, this is Matt from the Man Cave.